The Traveler's Journal, June 1st, exploring an alternative Cape escape. Cape Cod, the sandy peninsula that curls for 90 miles off the coast of Massachusetts, is a summer escape of international note. But the Bay State also wears a smaller, less known cape with its own charms. Cape Ann is the snub-nosed granite-graveled peninsula at the end of Massachusetts Bay, 50 miles northeast of Boston. Its craggy coast fired the imaginations of painters like Winslow Homer and Fitzhugh Lane. Though settled for over three centuries, this cape's always kept a low profile. Perhaps because of their workaday ethics, its residents have remained grounded, unguarded, and ready to share their surroundings, which are idyllic, at least in the balmier seasons. Gloucester, Cape Ann's largest settlement, has always been a blue-collar fishing town. In its heyday a century ago, 500 schooners might be anchored in the haven of its harbor. It's still home port for commercial fleets. The Crow's Nest, a rough-edged establishment on Rogers Street, played a major role in The Perfect Storm, the best-selling account of an ill-fated trawler. Rockport, Cape Ann's other sizable settlement, is more polished and preened, a teetotaling town of granite-lined gardens and artistic commerce, from galleries to gewgaws. There's little nightlife, but then, that's not why people come. Cape Ann's pocket coves and coastal panoramas are obvious attractions. There's the easy amble with which life proceeds, and seafood as fresh as it gets. And don't overlook sunsets so spectacular, some get three standing ovations. Visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.